You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built. Cazola joins us. Tommy, how you doing?
Greg's really good. Spent the afternoon with my dad, helping him get some new irons for the upcoming golf season. Even though I'm looking outside, I know we're a little ways away, but we're ready to go. Shout out to Murray at Golf Town at South Edmonton Common. And I think my dad's pretty happy with the clubs he got, Greg's. First time in his life, he's got new irons for himself. He always bought secondhand.
Ooh, geez, starting to roll in it. I like it.
What'd he get?
He got some Cobras.
Oh,
want to get him into some TaylorMades. But the Cobras slithered in there, strutty, and he was hitting them really well. And he bought them. I think he's pretty happy about it. He didn't like the price tag, but we eased that pain a little bit, and he's ready to go. He's going to wear his short shorts this summer. That's how excited he is.
Nice. Now, speaking of exciting, I checked out our donation for Tommy. It just continues to climb every day. For anybody who's just tuning in, Tom Gazzola has agreed to get a perm. And not just short term, like it's going to be the full perm deal, and it will last as long as we raise $5,000 before the end of March. We'd actually like to get it by the 15th. If we get it by the 15th, which is next week, then we could add bonuses to the, like, get a spray tan or maybe some frosted tips. We'll see. It's a negotiation. So if we get to the 5,000 by March 15th, then it just ups the ante. And we're off to a good start. We're 60% of the way there. I want to thank, I noticed we had Carolyn come in yesterday. Also, hey, Mark Majot made a donation. Attaboy, Maj.
Wow.
Big shout out to John G, who donated $500. Attaboy, Johnny. Tanner and Sean also made donations recently. Mean Gene and Minnie Shirelli. Aaron, Cindy, Jeff. So thank you very much. Don from Contemporary Office Interiors. Nice. So we are over 60% of the way there. So hey, 25, 50, 100. Hey, you want to go 500 like John? That's great. We want to get Gazzola in a perm. And here's the bonus is we're going to do it at the parlor, and we're going to select two people. Doesn't matter what amount you donate, as long as you do the minimum $25. If you make the donation of that, everybody who makes the donation goes into the draw, and then we'll have two winners. You get to come down. You get the full meal deal. You get the haircut. You get the shave at the parlor if you want it. Right, and sit around. Strutty and I will be there with cons, probably really critiquing how the perm is looking through the process, you know, for the live video updates to see
how
it's looking. And we've had some communication with the gents down at the parlor, and they want to ensure that, you know, Tom's hair is long enough. So, you know, we got to find the right time to do it. So Ron has told us that's going to be the key. So to ensure that the perm, we can get the full effect for the perm. So Tommy is on a no haircut right now, so
yeah,
get a little shaggy because then it looks a little bit better. So
yeah,
if you want to help us out, go to gregorwalks4ms.ca. It's very simple, gregorwalks4ms.ca, or just text us at 101260. We'll send you the link directly, and away you go.
Quick question. Can I at least get a cool perm? Like I'm looking at the picture that you've pinned to
like
the top
like
of your
mullet?
Twitter.
You want a mullet perm?
No. Like, my hair is growing out, and I'm going to have to cancel my appointment, my monthly appointment with Chantal for
Shani.
The perm. Yeah, she's great. But, like, can it at least be, like, stylized in a way where it's like, all right, that guy went full-on perm. But it looks okay, you know what I mean? Because I'm looking at this picture at the top of your profile, Greg's, and, like, the poofy sides, I think that's going to be a killer in a bad way. And so I'm thinking, like, maybe there's a way we could do, like, a really nice perm, very stylish.
Well, I don't know if you're at the point to negotiate this type of thing right now.
Yeah.
So
you never know unless you ask.
See. Yeah, we'll have to
discuss
that.
That's like me walking into a barber and say, give me the same haircut as Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall. It just doesn't happen that way, buddy. A perm's a perm, man. I don't have a lot of hair. Like, just
what would it be like to get Strutty a perm? Oh my goodness,
that would be something.
Oh, painful.
Don't change the subject.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, so good, so good. Tommy, let's get to some topics. We were talking lots about the NFL, but I do want we'll get to the orders in a second. I do want to talk about Barcelona. They're under investigation for paying referees, allegedly. This is a pretty big scandal if it comes to be true.
Man, you know, soccer, and we see all kinds of crazy stuff happen with soccer, but Barcelona is being accused, guys, of paying a ref like 1.7 million euros in a period between 2016 and 2018. It's under investigation. And they had been paying him previous regimes. Barcelona had been this one official for like 21 years now. It started, I think, in 01 or 02 as a consulting fee. Don't you think that's a little suspicious? I would say yes. And now, like prior to 2016, there's a statute of limitations that they can dig back on. And so this period between 16 and 18 is where they're focusing. And so La Liga is looking into it right now. But man, soccer has dealt with so much corruption, scandal. We talked about FIFA leading up to the World Cup, going to Qatar, all of that. And you've got like one of the premier club teams in the world, and now it's under investigation for paying off an official. And this is one of the head officials in Spain. That's bad news, man. And I have my doubts as to them actually cracking down on it. I really do. They'll find a way out. I'd put money on that.
So tell me, what do you have to do? Do you have to just, if that's getting, I mean, there's always the old cheating is trying, but this seems a little bit over the top. Do you not just have, do you strip them of all their championships? Like, what's the message? Or is soccer just like, we'll just keep doing it our way?
Right. Like, Struds, if you find these guys even more, what's it going to do? A slap on the wrist. Like, these, we talk about baseball and football in North America being licenses to print money. Soccer in Europe is the same way across the globe for the most part. And so, like, they're calling what this ref did, the work he did for Barcelona, as technical reports on individual referees. I don't know. Can you strip them of some of their championships? Can you strip them, or do you do like what happened with Juventus, where you relegate them to the second division? Like, that was crazy, which happened in Italian Serie A a few years ago. Depending on how severe that they find this problem to be, I suppose they could levy certain different types of punishments. But Struds, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up maybe just slapping them on the wrist with more financial burdens and sanctions. But I don't know, man. Like, cheating scandals involving officials and referees are some of the worst. And I'm sorry, you cannot just call it a technical report on referees and refereeing and not be a little bit suspicious of that.
Definitely, it doesn't look good, to put it mildly, by any stretch. Tony D'Angelo, fellas, a little bit of a poke to the twig and berries of Corey Perry last night, and he earns himself a 2-game suspension.
More than a poke, Greggs. That was a full-on, hey, how's your father? Like, that was bad, man. That was so bad. And I'm surprised that John Tortorella didn't talk down. Like, he's like, I didn't see it. He didn't downplay it at all. He goes, well, I like to see some personality from our guys. And quite frankly, we've got some guys who are sitting out that I wish showed some of the personality that Tony D'Angelo showed. I just thought that was a dirty play. Do a lot of people around the hockey world not enjoy Corey Perry and his answers?
Yeah, like,
yes.
Hey, live by the sword, die by the sword, right?
Right. And to D'Angelo's credit, he said he wanted to fight Perry if Perry was willing, but Perry has been going around blabbing and talking smack and didn't want to fight. So, you know, in one way you look at that and go, that was literally below the belt and you can't cross the line like that. But at the same time, you're like, maybe Corey Perry deserved that. Struds, I don't know. You played against Corey Perry. I don't know what he says on the ice. I don't know how yappy he is. I would imagine he is a pain in the butt. And he, you know, some people would probably want to give him the old pitchfork like Tony D'Angelo did yesterday.
Nobody's going to feel sorry for Corey Perry. Like, honestly, the one guy, like, yeah, his teammates jump in there and they let him have. But honestly, no one's like, he probably deserved it, right? Yeah, he probably deserved that one. Like, really, does anybody care? Like, it doesn't matter. It's like when Kachuk gets beat up, nobody cares. No one's like, oh, that's an outrage. Like, if that is, if he does it to Stamkos, it's a different story. But just because it's Corey Perry, is there a double standard? Yeah, there is. Because Corey Perry plays way on the other side of where the rule book is. And that's fine. Like, he's done a really good job with that. But, nah, no one's feeling sorry for that guy. No one. And for two games, I think it's worth it. He got his money's worth.
Oh, 100% he got his money's worth, right?
Yeah, and stabbing pickles.
Oh. Well, we had some people saying, what do you think's worse, spitting or spearing? I'm still taking spitting.
Me too.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Yeah. If someone spits in your face, I think it's be worse than, I don't know why. It's going to hurt more to take one of the junk, but it would bother me more if someone spat in my face.
Likewise. Yeah,
than spear. Plus, if you're wearing a can, like, it hurts, but, you know, like, you know, unless one of your berries is, you know, outside the can, it's not going to crush you that much.
No. It's not that big. Honestly, it's not that big. I saw it. I thought, I've seen worse, but it was bad.
Anyone spear you, Stretty? You ever been speared?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember getting speared. I probably did. Maybe.
Did you ever spear anyone?
No.
Be honest.
No, I never did. Slashing, I will admit to it all day long, but never speared. I know what, guys, I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's a regret I wasn't suspended. I should have done something that was suspension worthy when I played. Would it give me more
room?
Wow. Yeah, I know. For such a chirper, it still blows my mind that old chirps a lot on the ice. Hey, guys, how you doing out there? Have a good game. Like, it just blows my mind.
I just played hard. Even when I lined up, you could, you know, feel a fight coming, and a guy would be like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do this. I'd just be like, I'd be quiet. Like, I would just, let's just do this. Like, now I love to talk. I don't get it.
Other than Chris Bartsch, like, did you ever say anything to him when you snapped?
I don't really remember saying anything, like, to many guys. Like, you could
other
just
than
feel
Sean
it.
Avery in practice?
Yeah, you know what? Even when I got mad, I just wanted to just get after and fight. I didn't need to have a big preamble, right? I didn't buy the guy a drink. I didn't take him out for dinner. It was just like, let's just do it. And I thought, honestly, I thought that was more intimidating. Even like, when I fight, like, I wasn't spinning my helmet. I just tried to look really calm because I wanted the other guy to think, oh my God, I picked the wrong guy. Like, and sometimes I was scared crapless. Like, let's be honest here. But I always tried to look like my face, like, I was just like, okay, hold on. I'm going to put my cigarette on the bench and then we can fight. Like, I just wanted to look calm. That's how I really wanted to be. I some guys, you see them, they're rolling up their elbow pads and they're flexing their hair or whatever, you know, or fixing their hair and all that. I just wanted to be calm and look calm. So the guy's like, and then after I fought, same thing. I wanted to skate off. Like, it was just like, there's not like, I just, you know, just clean my windshield wipers and that was it.
Did you ever celebrate after any fight?
Yeah, one time, and I'm actually kind of embarrassed about it. What was the guy in Philly they call? Tarian. So,
Chris Tarian. Oh,
yeah. So there was, as Islanders in Philly, and it was just a gong show. They hated us, and, you know, they had a lot of fighters. And somehow I ended up with Chris Tarian. I was so happy because the other options were all murderers. Yeah, he was big. And I beat him, and I put him down. And I remember, this is embarrassing. I'm pretty sure there was not enough time on the clock for me to serve my 5 minutes. So I got kicked out. I was so happy. So I have to go back and watch him, but I did like a pump and I think I skated off. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm like, thank God I'm out of this game. I don't have to fight again because there's nothing worse. I'm telling you guys right now, there's 7 minutes left in the game. You fight, you're looking at that clock. It's like a bomb ticking down. Oh no. Then sure enough, you're like, please God, no whistles. There'll be a whistle like 1:59. So you try to skate out and get on the bench. Strudwick, lefty. Oh, out you go again. You got to fight twice. That is the worst part of it because you know it's coming.
Strutty, didn't you go shopping for art with Sean Avery at one point?
Yeah, he and I did. We did have
they got kicked out of the cab on the highway.
Yeah, we got booted out of the cab. That was Sean Avery. But no, I'm telling you, like, the kids today, like, I go to the junior games and there's maybe one fight a game but there's nothing worse than you'd have that fight, you know, just early enough where you come back and still get out. You want to get a 5-10. This guy, Mike Joseph, he always said, buddy, in the third period, you get in a fight, the game's at hand, get a 5-10. Then you don't have to come back and play anymore. I'm like, God, that's genius. Genius.
Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of heroes.
I love it. Tommy, have yourself a wonderful day. We will break down the big, bad, dominant Bruins tomorrow.
I look forward to it, boys. See you tomorrow.